Good evening. Welcome. Merry Christmas Eve. Are there any prayer requests tonight? Ike will read the psalm, Neil will say a prayer, and Tom will bring us the message.
Psalm reading is Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord the new law, or a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His righteous hand and his holy arm gave him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice, and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth, with righteousness he shall judge the world. And all the people with equity.
Joyful and triumphant. So we join in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with grateful hearts to be able to stand here or sit here in these pews and have the opportunity to worship you, Lord. We pray for all those who are traveling throughout the holiday season that you would be with them. All those from our congregations that are abroad, bring them home safely as they travel. Lord, we just thank you for sending your Son this season and that we have the ability and opportunity to worship you. For the fact that without this birth, we wouldn't have your death on the cross that saved us from our sins. So we just thank you, Lord, for that and pray that you'd be with Tom as he gives the message tonight and give us ears to hear that word that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
May the grace, mercy, and peace from God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be granted unto you this day through that Holy Spirit. Amen. Can you just turn these lights down just a bit? If you can, yeah, perfect. Thank you. The text that we'll be looking at today is in Luke, verse 11, with the hope that God would, through His Spirit, give us the ability to share the truth of the Word, and at the same time, being it's Christmas Eve, I would like to, from our family to yours, wish every one of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And it's been a wonderful year in many ways. We've had the Lord give us different direction and at different times, and He's growing us in a way that only produces fruit. And He's growing us through the Word and through discipleship and through people that are stepping up in the church and taking accountability for themselves when they're asked to take a position either on the board or take a position to preach or take a position to pray. And we can only be thankful for God, because God's the one that inspires through that Holy Spirit and directs. We can thank Him for that. And also the knowledge and wisdom of the Word and the knowledge of wisdom of what He has granted us to be united in the body of Christ here in Sylvan Lake. And I guess my prayer for you, especially the young people, as I see a lot here, I'll pick on the men since I'm a man. I guess my prayer is that you would seek or continue the tradition that you've been taught in the Word with your families, that honors and glorifies God at this time of year. And there's some scripture verses, but there's also some accountability for the men. For men to be men and women to be women. But I'll speak for the men as standing on the Word of God and standing on what the Scripture says in verse by verse and taking every verse captive to the heart. And the importance of fathers in the home. And I'm not saying time-wise. I know a lot of people in this room work 16-hour days. I'm saying the quality of time that you spend with your kids. It's important, especially for fathers. 85% of kids that don't have a father in the home regularly end up in jail, go to prison. 85% have behavioral issues for the rest of their lives. 71% drop out of school. And 63% end up in suicides. So when we look at that, that's the figures of the world. That's the figures not necessarily in the church or the body of Christ. But the role of the father is important. And the role of fathers is important as men we recognize. And there's a few scripture verses that helps build a future for our families and our homes. Some of you aren't, most of the young people here aren't married, but when you do get married, there is a role as the father to disciple your children. And there's some verses that really came to mind for me this evening, and I just wanted to share those. God is a spirit, John 4:24. God is a spirit, and we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Everybody has a spirit here, lowercase spirit. Lowercase spirit means it's your actual spirit. But that spirit is and has been and will be influenced by the Holy Spirit, the capital HS. So it's important that we worship God in spirit and in truth. In the spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit influences us to make right choices. The bride of Christ influences us to make right choices. The Father and the Son influences us to make right choices. And our spirit is glad to obey and at the same time glad to listen to that Holy Spirit and worship Him in and through that spirit that we have if we've been born again, regenerated, and taken out of darkness and into his light. And in truth, the truth of the gospel, the truth of the word, Jesus is the truth. He is the life that we have. What does he desire? What does God the Father desire? From not only men, but women in the church. Women are the ones that rocks the cradle, and the people that are being rocked are the future leaders of countries, doctors, lawyers, farmers, welders, you name the position. And the mother's role is to rock the cradle and show a compassionate heart and at the same time raise the child in the admonition of the Lord by nurturing that child. What does the Father desire for the bride, of the bride? Psalm 51, 16 and 17 kind of gives us a small picture. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. God allows his bride to be broken and contrite. And before that happens, the brokenness puts us in a place where we only can look up to see our Heavenly Father and ask for help. And the broken and contrite heart is humbled by the presence of Almighty God that loves and cherishes his children. Sometimes, even if we're raised in a Christian church or if we're come to Christianity later on in life, there's such a thing as pure religion. And James talks about that, pure religion. What is pure religion? Pure religion is undefiled before God. And the Father is this: visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and keep himself unspotted from the world. I guess the question is, do I do that? Not because it's pure religion. Do I do it because the Holy Spirit has encouraged me to do it? The Holy Spirit has desired that I would do it and have impact and import in the family of Christ and in those people, the people that are widows, right? The people that don't have what they need. The fatherless. Are we involved with families that don't have fathers? Has God asked us to go to that family and maybe say, you know, can I pick up your son or your daughter and whatever it is, whatever the situation is, maybe the mother is picking up the daughter and the father's picking up the son and just giving him that father figure in a home that's broken. Do we have that? Do we have that inkling that spirit is directing? Considering the statistics, it seems like there's a lot of broken homes. Have we prayed for that? We ask God, you know, use me in every way. Give me a heart for that, because that's pure religion. Micah 6:8. He has shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with their God. What does it mean that to do justly, to do what's right? We know what's right, we know what's wrong because the Holy Spirit guides and directs. To love mercy, to be merciful unto me, a sinner. To be merciful unto the ones that don't have faith, they're sinners as well. To be merciful to the ones that don't have fathers or even don't have mothers. And how do we know when God is speaking in this type of season? Christmas is busy. Everybody's tonight, you're all waiting. You're probably all saying, well, when's Tom going to be done? It's going to be a short one, by the way. It's a busy season. We prepare supper, we prepare meals, we have family over. How do you know when the Spirit is talking to you? Are you still in the busyness? Be still and know that I am God. Through the busyness, are you actually able to be still and appreciate what he's doing through the busyness? And are you calm, cool, and collected through that situation? What's the reason for this? Because God will be exalted, right? He'll be exalted to the heathen, among the heathen. How much more, it doesn't say this, how much more would we be exalted if we listened to this? Just being still. I will be exalted in the earth, he says. And the picture of the process of salvation. It's in Ephesians. Chapter 2. Verse 8. For by grace. Grace is how you are saved. For by grace ye are saved. Are ye saved? Through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. For by the grace of God, grace doesn't enter the heart of one that's not broken, lowly, and contrite. It says that in Proverbs. It says that in many places. The heart that is prideful, that can pull up their own bootstraps and do it their way. Faith goes to the, like it says in John, I said the other day, it goes where, it's like it goes, it's like the air goes, but it looks for a heart that is broken, lowly, and contrite. Why is that? Because those are God's people. And because that heart is broken, lonely, and contrite, they can look up and say, God, help me. Have mercy on me, a sinner. And mean it, because they're broken. Not of works, lest any man should boast. The Christian does not boast in himself, he boasts in Christ. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. What's the next verse say in your mind? For me, it says, he's the author and finisher of your faith, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So faith, grace, and then faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our text here is Luke chapter 2, verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Christmas is important. The Savior Jesus Christ came to save us from our sins, to save us from the wrath of God, to give us a home in heaven, to change us and conform us to the image of Jesus. Christ our Lord. In Luke chapter 2, 11 to 12, it says, and they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. And how many times does God say that to us? Through our situation, through our trials, through our anxious days, through our sufferings. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. What does it mean by he's a Savior? He saves us What does it mean by he's a Lord? He's the Lord of our life, the most important person to us, the one we look to when we need advice. And if we're not sure that advice is solid, we look to Scripture to see if the advice given matches Scripture. And then we know. So we have the Word matching what the Spirit is saying, which matches what Jesus is asking us to do. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Government's on his shoulder. Separate church and state. Doesn't say that here. And his name shall be called Wonderful, because he's a wonderful God, a wonderful Savior, Counselor. Is there no other counselor than him? Everlasting Father. He will always be your Father, even when you're in heaven. The Prince of Peace. A peace that is calm, a peace that is assured, a peace that is secure, a peace that understands the position they're in and why they're in it. Because if they don't understand the position they're in or why they're in it or the trial they're in and why they're in it, then there's fear. And where there's fear, there's the influence of Satan. We might not understand at the time, but through sanctification, through Jesus setting you apart from the world, flesh, and the devil, and through that sanctification process, you will glean peace from the situation you're in. But it's important, in order to be peaceful, is to be in the Word in season and out of season. If this book is boring, you need to pray. I need to pray. This book is so not boring. There's so much information here to guide our lives. There's so much information to direct our lives. There's so much information to show us how to love and care. There's information to show us how to teach and be taught. How to be broken. How to be broken daily. Because every day we're broken. Every day our will is broken. And his will is made through us. It's his will that gets the main course. It's his will that we want to follow. What is his will? To believe in whom he has sent. And why do we believe whom he has sent? Because he has given us grace, faith, and the means to do it. We are so thankful for this. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you. To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Are we zealous for God? Are we zealous for the Word? Are we zealous to be visiting people and encouraging them and telling them it's going to be fine, because God has ordained all things according to his will and way? Things will work out according to his will. And his will is that. What did Jesus say? Of all the ones that you've given me, I have not lost one except the son of perdition. And he says, all the future Christians will be with me. Because he decreed it in this, in the 24th verse. He loves his children. Now, what do we do at Christmas time? Men and women that are maybe in the future getting married, continue the example that was set before you. If you were raised in a Christian home, create some memories. The gift that never ends is Jesus Christ. Because he will teach you, he will mold you, and he will make you into a being that you could never do without him. He is the perfect artist. And this time of year, men have to stand in the truth above all things. And women have to encourage the men to do that. If you find, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying, if you find that the woman in the home is doing all the encouraging, or the woman in the home is the one that's encouraging the man to read the word or disciple the children, then we need to get on our knees and pray. Because as men, we need to lead. And I'm speaking for myself. We need to lead. So that our future generation of children will stand on the truth. And many will come into the sheepfold, knowing what truth is, not doubting it, not looking at it as something different. This is the truth. Jesus Christ. His way is the only way. And at Christmas time, it's so obvious, because it seems like even within the church, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of this and that. There's a lot of frustration. But the peace and joy of the Holy Ghost, which is in us, should abound. We should be joyful and sincere at the same time. And it should be heartfelt. And for the people that are suffering this time of year, we should be the ones that are comforting them. We should have that desire in our hearts to go and visit, spend some time with people that we haven't. If you've gotten a person on your mind that you haven't heard from in a long time and they came to your heart, give them a phone call. Call them up. Say, hey, I've been thinking about you. How's life been? What you been doing? Where you work and what are you doing? Build that relationship again, because that person needs it. Jesus is our all in all. And without him, we are nothing. But boy, what he can do with clay. He can make a lot of people more like him every day. Because he loves us so much. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Lord, lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We'll close with two songs.